Okay, after spending many days on Gaidris, we're going to try to learn the Gemara of Bishmar of Akiva in one day. The Gemara on the top of Lamed Vavam Beis ended up that Peira Rabba Peira Zuti Gebenayu. We learned yesterday that the Machlaikis Bishmar of Akiva in Cheskes Gimel Shadim, which for sure Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need Shalei Shanim Yayim L'Yayim. That's clear. What do Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue in? They argue in Peir Rabba V'Chei Rezuta. So we're going to learn the Rashbam. The Rashbam says Tuv Shatim, either Ochla Shachas, either it's talking that this case, Peir Rabba, everyone holds as a good chazaka. Peir Zuta is a machlaikas. What is Peir Zuta? What is the case of the machlaikas of Rishmar of Akiva? So, according to one pshat, that machlaikas, they argue by Ochla Shachas if it's a good chazaka or not. So, Akiva holds it is, and Rishmar holds that it's not. The Gemara on the Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yosef said, Shachas lai have a chazaka. It's not normal to eat shachas, except in certain places. But the Ritva says, like we said yesterday, that Rabbi Yisus says shachas is no chazak, if you eat it 3 years, shachas is no chazak. Rabbi Kiva is holding that if you eat shachas 1 year, and achil chashuva a middle year, and shachas a third year, that in that case, that it is a good chazak. The problem, l'chayra, that we have with this is that it's not kedach liinchi. Why should shachas be a good chazaka l'regular b'kiva? If you're not eating it, kedach liinchi. And if it is normal for people to eat it, so they should, it should be all 3 years, could be good shachas. That's a problem. That the second shot of the Rashbam is that it's talking about yirakis, the taste. Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's good enough 3 months because he holds you have to eat tvua, you have to eat sa'irim, you have to have some type of a wheat that's growing. Rabbi Akiva says no, it's enough if you plant your rakis don't take 3 months, your rakis take 1 month, and since vegetables take 1 month, there it's a chazak even 1 month, 12 months, and 1 month. So yesterday we asked the kasha. What's the case? Is it talking in a field where it's normal to plant your rakis? Then Rabbi Akiva makes sense. But what's Rabbi Shmuel Shita? If it's normal to plant your rakis, Abadi Yerakis Akram. Elamai is talking in a field where it's not normal to plant your rakis. If it's not normal to plant your rakis, then Rabbi Shmuel makes sense. Rabbi Akiva doesn't make sense. So Maman Afshach, it's very hard to understand what's going on here, what type of field are we talking about? Tosfos on Chav Ches Amud Aleph has the kasha on the Rashbam. Tosfos on the Mishnah brought the Rashbam's shad in Pei Rabba and Pei Rezuta. Pirush HaKunshus, the Rishmol Sava Pei Rabba, Kuhay Sa'ir Shabil Ashul, Shekadela B'Gimel Chadashin, Rav Kiva Sava Pei Rezuta, Kuhay Yerek, Agadol B'Chay Deshecha. So Fred Tesis Akasha, Hamina B'Gemara, Spasa B'Chay D'Shechad, Habachazaka, even Rabbi Shmuel. That's Tesis Kasha. That's Spasa is good. Let me ask you, how did Tesis understand Rashi, the Rashbam? It's normal to plant your rakas, or it's not normal to plant your rakas? What's the case? Right, Tesis is asking, how could Rabbi Shmuel hold that if you plant your rakis, it's not a chazaka? Even aspasta is good. Aspasta goes in 30 days. This place is kasha. The end of the narrow lines. How did Tosfos understand the Rashbam? The Chayra, Tosfos understood the Rashbam that it's normal to plant your rakis. Right? So he's using a kasha. Even aspasta is good. Aspasta is only good where it's normal to plant aspasta, right?
So L'chayra Taisus understood the Rashbam. They were talking in a place where it's normal to plant your rakis. And Mimela, Taisus here, Sakasha, even Aspasta is good, so your rakis certainly should be good. To answer Taisus Kasha, we would answer that Taisus made a mistake in understanding the Rashbam, so he had a Kasha. Taisus thought the Rashbam is talking in a place where it's normal to plant your rakis. So Taisus asked, how could even Rabbi Shmuel's made of it's normal? But the Emes is talking in a place where it's not normal to plant Yerakis. And because it's not normal to plant Yerakis, Rabbi Shmuel says Yerakis is not a good chazaka. And Rabbi Kiva holds that Yerakis are a good chazaka. Only if it's normal. Aspasta has to be only in a place where it's normal to plant aspasta. If it's not normal to plant aspasta, it's also not a different matter of chazaka. It has to be in a place where it's normal. It's mukhrach, because the truth is this whole thing is mukhrach, because aspasta doesn't need an achil chashuv ashur beis chaydish in there. Right, aspasta is good with three achilas of shalishim yayim. So it has to be in a place that's normal to plant aspasta. So the Ramban and the Ritva both say, the Ramban is on the Mishnah, and the Ritva I think is on Gemara, that we're talking in a field where it's normal to plant tavua. It's normal to plant tavua even full tavua, more than sa'ir mishu balashua. It's normal to plant full tavua. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold that even in such a place where it's normal to plant a full-fledged shnasa tavua, wheat, afal pikein, it's good enough, Rabbi Shmuel, with Sayyid Shibu Ashuel, and Rabbi Kiva, with Yerakis. Why? The answer is, and that's the aside to this sugya, that we're talking all year that the reason for Cheskas Kimul Shanim is either because Zari Nishbishtare Shalai Shanim, or why weren't you Meichin 3 years? That's all true like the Chachamim, and the way we passed. But Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva don't hold that reason at all. On Daf Chavche Samed Aleph, we had, this goes back to Elul, we had Amar Rabbi Yechanan Shabbati Mehalcha Yusha, the first words in the Gemara. Shemati mehalcha yusha shal yoimri minayin lechazaka gimel shanim mishar hamuid. Ma shar hamuid kimit shenogach gimel negiches nafgalei mecheskes tam vakablei mecheskes muid hachinami kimidach loch talashnin nafgalei mishas leiche vakamelon mishas lekech. The Gemara had a reason that you learned out of shar hamuid. The Gemara had kashas. And the Gemara said at the end, man halcha yusha bishma. Gemara the Amid Bey said, the Halchayusha, that's a Mishmal Shita. The Chachamim, and then the Gemara went into all the reasons like the Chacham. But the Gemara did say that Halchayusha, which is Rabbi Shmuel, which means that we have to change our way of thinking. All the kashas I'm asking on Shachas or on Perizuta, that it's not Kedachli Inshi, that's a kasha like the Chachamim. Who say the midlay micha? Chacham say midlay micha. So very good. It has to be eating kedafli inchi. But my Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, who hold the reason of halchayusha that you learn from Shar Hamuid, so they could have different rules, different reasons. I'm not even sure why does the Ritva ask? Rabbi Yosef said, "Achla shachas layav chazaka." What's he asking? Rabbi Yosef goes like the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold you need a chazaka, kedachli inchi, midlay micha. Good, you're right. Like the Chachamim, shachas is no good. Mishmar Rabbi Kiva hold that you need three achilas to mid the shar amuid. So you need three achilas to mid the shar amuid, then you can't ask Rabbi Yosef. We could clarify if shachas is good or not. We could argue. But you can't ask for Rabbi Yosef. What are you asking for Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef is the Galata Chacham. So suddenly we have to change our whole way of thinking. We're spending the whole year going back and forth, is the main reasons are Bishtare, is my reason with Lamicha, with Kanes Chachamim. And now we have a new thing that we learned it from Shar HaMu'ed. It's not new, it's old, very old. We had it in the first week of the Zman. That we learned out of Shar HaMu'ed. And therefore, you need three achilas, like Shar HaMu'ed, these three negichas. If you... Okay, we're gonna. It's a good point, but if you look in the Rashbam, in Dibra Amachl Zu Dibra Rabbi Shmuel, he says that it's totally. He says what I'm saying. Ali Bayu the Hani Rabbanon Prishta Bereish Perkin Tam the Cheskes Gimel Shanim That Shal Shanim is Dainish Rishtari Tfei Loi Mizdar. The Rashbam is saying clearly, Rishmal does not hold of the reason of Gimel Shanim is Darei Nish Mishtaren. So at least that part we see in the Rashbam. What you're saying is the Rashbam does mention a Geder of Midlay Micha. In which Rashbam are you showing me? V'shasik v'lay micha, but lay micha hits it. Oh, he's going near. Okay. Okay, you're right, and let's just explain. When we go... I hope everyone understands what I'm saying. It's not complicated. It's Gemara. It's the Gemara beginning of the parak. The Shulam of Akiva holds a different reason. They all charm it. So the Kash is asking. I'm not sure very Kash. Everyone agrees that according to the time of Shar HaMu'ed, you can't eat like a ganav eats. The stomach of Yishmael be made the apikor of ayelkor is no good. That's not an achila. You still need certain gedarim, even according to Yishmael Rabbi Kiva. Now we had a little bit of a problem when we learned. You learn it from Shar HaMu'ed. We had this kasha. What does it mean you learn it from Shar HaMu'ed? Just like Shar HaMu'ed is three times, this is three times. Why don't you say learn it from Pesach, just like Pesach is 8 days, so this should be 8 times. What does Shar HaMu'ed have anything to do with this? Is the kasha that we had on Chavches Amud Aleph. Why didn't you learn it from Shar HaMu'ed? Why didn't you learn it from Shar HaMu'ed? What does Shar HaMu'ed have anything to do with Cheskes Gimel Shana Makarka? Just because you're Shar HaMu'ed, you find the number 3, so here the number 3. A minion needs 10, so maybe here should need 10. It has zero shaykhis, l'chayra. So the way we explain then is that the number 3 by Shar HaMu'ed has a hezbo. If something happens once, we say, okay, it happened. Maybe you could explain it away. If it happens a second time, we say, okay, maybe it's a coincidence. If something happens 3 times, we lean on that you don't just explain it away, that it's significant. You don't just be masbirit, push it away kalachayad. If something happens 3 times, you don't attribute it to coincidence. By Shar HaMu'ed, that's the pshat. If Shar kicks once, maybe it had a bad morning. If Shar kicks twice, maybe it had 2 bad mornings. Once a Shar kicks 3 times, we say it's the nature of the Shar to kick 3 times. So the idea of 3, I was just thinking of it because Sunday morning we're learning Hilchos Taruos, learning Yerideya. I was remembering there's the Klicheres, you can't kasha Klicheres. Right? Klicheres, everything can be kashin, except for Cheres, some whole glass can be kashin. There's a Bala Itta Shita that you could kasha Klicheres if you kasha it 3 times. If you kasha the Klicheres 3 times, the Bala Itta holds you could kasha it. We don't pass like a Baal Eitav, but we use it as a tziruf. A tziruf, we use it. If somebody inherits China from a grandparent, he doesn't know it's Fleishik or Milachit. So it's a suffix. So we wait a year, we cash it three times. Because we use the Baal Eitav as a tziruf. What's the pshat in the Baal Eitav? Gemara says, the Eini Yaitzimi Dei Daf Yalayim, he can't get all the blias out. So why does it help to cash it three times? So I remember of Palm explaining, it could be it comes, it could be he took it from somewhere, but I remember he explained, why does it mean you can cash it three times? The reason is, the blia doesn't go out totally. It's never going to go out totally. But if you cash it, if you pour hot water on it three times, you could assume whatever time later you're going to put something hot on it, it already had that type of a heat, and whatever comes out with that heat came out already. Because if you do something three times, you assume you covered all the normal types of heat that go into this keli, you're covered. Three times is already covers everything. So once you did three, the assumption is you covered all of the normal way blias come out, and if you use it again, there'll still be blias in the keli, but it's not going to come out. That's the idea of three times. Three times of something is that it covers all the bases. It covers all of the... I think maybe that's why Bezdin needs three. Bezdin needs three. Also, you have to sort of cover all the ways of thinking. It could be also that's why there needs three people. It sort of covers... There's no guarantee, but we assume it covers all of the Mahalchei HaMashav. So the three... To learn to have Sharamu'id, it's not just Stam that you find a number three, you find a number three. Three, like I say, it covers everything. Three covers everything. Now, the three of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is not just, if you learn from Sharamu'id, it's three Achilas. It's not 3 years, it's three Achilas. It's not Stam three Achilas. So you have to remember, you still need an Achila Chashuva if you're based Chaydish in Minol. We're not saying Yerukis is good. You still are Gedarim. There are some sort of Gedarim with an Achila Chashuva in the Minol. So therefore, even if you learn it from Shar HaMu'id, and the Gedarim are enough weaker Gedarim, but still it goes somehow with the Malach HaMachshava that the person should make a Mechah because you were there. Now the Rashbam says the idea of Zarinish Bishtari 3 years has nothing to do with it. That's true. But it goes somehow with the idea that he should have made a mecha. Either are people that won't make a mecha. Okay, so three times we go with that covers. He didn't make a mecha 1 year, mecha 3 years, he didn't make a mecha 3 years. How much do you need for that? That appears to be the mecha, like Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you need on the level the hashivas of Sairin, Shibala Shual, and Rabbi Kiva holds Yerakis. Despite the fact that these are not the normal achila in this field. Normal achila in this field is Tvua, is 12 months. If a normal achila would be 3 months, then it would be enough 3, 3, and 3. Normal achila would be 30 days, it would be enough 3 times 30 days. The normal achila is a chashav etvua. Right? I asked, Maman Afshach, is it normal Shabbat Shul? So Rishmal is right. Is it normal Iraq? Is Rabbi Kiva is right. But the Ramban Ritvai answering, it's normal is tvua chashuva. Neither. Neither is normal. Normal is to make a tvua chashuva, is to eat a full 1 year's worth of tvua. That's the normal achila in this field. And this person is not doing a normal achila. Takanat. But he's doing an achila. If it wouldn't be an achila at all, it wouldn't be Gimel Shana. He's doing a achila, which Rabbi Kiva Rishmal hold, that's enough. Why weren't the Baal Meicha? That's enough of a time that why weren't they Meicha? If you have an achila chashuv of your Beis Chaydesh, plus two not chashuv achilas, then that's adequate. Rabbi Kiva holds even less. Now, by my pligi, it's hard to put your finger on, by my pligi, how much of a challenge do you have to the original owner in order to get him to say something? Like, Shem Shor B'Kiv agreed that if the owner makes a mechah, it's a good, it's a chazaka. They don't learn from Shaar HaMu'ud that Lecha doesn't matter. So the question is, how much do you have to challenge the owner in order to do it? That's the machlokes. But that you should need kedaachli inchi, the way we said all year, that doesn't hold true according to Rabbi Shimon Akiva. Now it's true, it can't be an achil like a ganiv. If you eat like a ganiv, then there won't be anything, because the person wouldn't make a macha if you eat like a ganiv. But if it's a type of an achila, whatever type it is, so Rabbi Akiva Rishmal hold, Rabbi Akiva his madrega, Rishmal his madrega. That's the amount of challenge you have to make to the owner. According to Rabbi Kimer Shmuel, it's not true. Macha is Ma'alot Ma'arid, because then you have no Chazaka. But what I'm saying is that the Cheskas Gimel Shonim the Gemara said on Holchei Yusha. Yeah. The Gemara says beferish that b'cha helps. The Gemara don't have a mina. The Gemara doesn't help. The Gemara is that b'cha shloi b'fana helps. But b'cha helps. That's what I'm saying. Is even if you learn from Shaar HaMu'ud, it's with a svara. It's not going with a svara. It goes with the svara that three times, just like Shaar HaMu'ud, it says something, so here three times says something. It shows the chashivas of something. Alright, so so what are we coming away with? We're coming away that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are different in the makar for the whole Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but you still have to use Svara. You can't just call it Gzeres HaKasa. Now, obviously, if you hold to Takanas Chachamim, it's the easiest way. If you hold to Ketzais, that this is a Takanas Chachamim, they made a Takan. Okay, so they're arguing, Vivait, they made a Takan. But if you hold to Takanas Chachamim, it's a Vait, you learn from Shaar HaMu'ud, it goes with the same Svara. Okay, this is Peir Rabba of the Peir Zuta. Now we come to Nir, Tana Rabbana. Tan Rabbana, Nir Eina Chazaka. Nir is not a Chazaka. What is Nir? Nir is plowing. The Yeshemrim Harizu Chazaka. Man Yeshemrim, Amr Chista, Rav Achi, Ditanya. Nir Ashana, Zara Beis. Nora Beis, Zara Shana. Eina Chazaka. The Kiracha, Amr Harizu Chazaka. So we have a machlokes if Nir is or is not a chazaka. And the Gemara brings additional names. Amar Rav Ashi she'elis kol gedai hadar, gedai lei hadar, v'amru li Nir hari zu chazaka. Amar lei rabbi bila rav nachman, my tamen de'ani demandi yamen Nir hava chazaka, lei avinimish nekrivu lei la'arav ishasak. You don't let someone plow your field, you're quiet. My time of demand, I have a chazaka. People say, let him plow, what do I care? Posh pshat the Gemara. I don't know. That's posh pshat. They're arguing the Metzias. One man Yama says, if someone plows your field, you say something. And one man Yama says, if someone plows your field, you don't say something. What? That's the person. So they're arguing. Why don't you take a poll and see if people say anything? So it must be everyone agrees a certain percentage shall say something, and the person doesn't. The question is, huh? So it's a difficult machlokes to understand. Let me tell you the nekuda of pshat in this Gemara. Today is all pshat. There's a machlokes, the Rashbam, against everybody else. A pshat in this Gemara. The Rashbam learns, and I assume you learned, that what is the taich near Havi Chazaka? The Taich is the same thing he meant on the top of the page, that you do near one day, you do 12 months of the normal achila, then you do near one day. We're saying now that that should be a good chazak. We'll go there, Mishnah Rekiva, and because like the Chachamim, you need Shalom Yom Liyayim. The Chacham is nothing to talk about. So we're arguing, if you do near for one day, 12 months, a normal achila, near for one day, they're actually, Madiyamra Mahold, it's good. This is the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara. You all understand that it's a shtayfik, because we don't pass them like every Shemar of Akiva. What are these Amirayim? Sounds like they're arguing halacha lemaisa. And the whole machlokes, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, is going to leave it the Rishon Bekiva we don't pass him like. But Lamaisa, that's the Rashbam's chat. I just didn't understand the Metzias like the Rashbam. Can anybody explain to me, anybody here was ever in a farm, what does it mean you plow for the first year? So what day is it? Pick a day. It's the summer, the spring, the winter? Plowing in the middle of the winter is nothing, Mr. Dunman. Nobody plows in the winter, right? Or maybe they do, I don't know. But it means you plow at a normal time, right? So when do you normally plow? The spring, Mr. Dunman. Huh? The spring, the earth is hard from the whole winter. You plow. Okay. So I plowed one day. Let's say I plowed one day on April 1st. I plowed one day April 1st. What did I do on April 2nd? It's going to be a day, a year, and a day. So I want someone to explain to me what it means. I don't understand the agricultural part of it. I plowed one day on April 1st. So that's going to be my first year. Then April 2nd, what did I do? I started my second year. How do you start your second year? I plowed again the day after I plowed yesterday. How do you start your second year? What? So then what's the case? What's the case of plowing? I planted. So if I plowed on April 1st and planted on April 2nd, what makes that 2 years? That's 1 year. A normal year is I plow and I plant and I fertilize and I water it and I pick it and I grow it. Isn't that 1 year? Well, how does that become 2 years?
Near and
Zriya are two different things.
But people will do near even if they don't do Zriya. It's working the earth.
But no one does Zriya without near. You don't plant without plowing.
So here it is. You plow first.
You plow first.
There will be people plowing without Zriya. For plowing itself, okay. Right?
Okay. So a normal farmer plows, then plants, and fertilizes, waters, and cuts. That's 1 year for a normal farmer. This person went. He plowed, and he planted, and he fertilized, and he watered, and he cut. But he's saying, well, don't count it that way. I want to count the plowing day as 1 year, and then from the planting till a year later is the second year. What makes that 2 years? That's a normal achil of a normal person of 1 year. And I just didn't understand the metzias of the thing. What is the case?
And was second plowing making me better?
There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos asks, says Elohein Malach Shabbos has a Reya veHachayrish. So, for the Gemara, it's a Reya veHachayrish. You don't plant and then plow. And it says Hakamash Malan. There are places where they plow, plant, plow. In other words, after planting, they turn over the ground again. It should be soft. And Kamash Malan, then on Shabbos, Yichai, for either type of plow, either before or after. So people that plow after. But no one plants without plowing. I think I saw in Shulchan Aruch that if you just plant and you don't plow, that's Kedachli Ganavi. It's not a... No Balabas plants without plowing. So you need the pre-plowing before the planting. So you're saying he plowed two times. The second plowing is nothing. So you're saying the second plowing is something.
Let him keep plowing.
No, the Kal Shiva Shiva Kavan. It means I don't care if he plows. The Shiva means every splinter. Let every splinter of wood of the plow, let it go into the ground. What do I care? So let's say it's better with two plowings. So he plowed April 1st. He plowed April 2nd again. And then he planted, etc. So we're going to say that April 1st is one year. And then there's another year.
It's all right. It's okay. The end of the planting, he's going to plow even without planting. So all right, the planting and the plowing are two separate mices. Two separate mices.
But it can't be two separate if you just behave like a normal farmer. Because then that's a normal year.
You see the plot afterwards also.
Yeah, but I'm the owner. I'm in a different country. And I hear that he plowed and planted. Why would I think in my mind that he's counting it as 2 years? It's hard to understand. He plowed later, that's beginning of the second year. It's hard to understand. So I don't clearly understand the Metzius according to the Rashbam. If I was a farmer, Mustama, I could answer the question. Farmer would say, no, that's not what it means. He'd explain what it means. I don't know. But this is all shot number one in this Gemara, the Rashbam's shot. The Ramban comes with a totally new shot in this whole Gemara. It says, this Gemara is not going to Rabbi Shlomo Rekiva. No. This Gemara is going like the Chachamim, the way we paskin. And it's all about a normal farmer. He plowed on April 1st, and he planted on April 2nd, and he watered and everything else. The Shaila is, when do we start counting the 3 years? Do we count the 3 years from April 1st, when he started plowing? Unless the plowing, I'm saying, it took one day. It could take, till he plants, could take a week also. So let's say he planted April 1st, he planted even, let's say, April 2nd. Does the 3 years start from April 1st, the day of plowing? That's the Mandi Amani or Havi Chazaka. Or does it start from April 2nd, from the planting? That's the Mandi Amani or Lai Havi Chazaka. So talking about a normal farmer, and he came in, he did 3 years worth, he bought a field, he did 3 years worth of work. The Shaila is, does the plowing count or not? Do you stop from the plowing or don't you? This is the pshat of the Ramban in this Gemara. What's the svara that the plowing doesn't count? So the Gemara says, because I don't care if you plow my field. In fact, the Rashba and the Ramban, he says, what's the Ramban saying? He plowed on April 1st and he planted on April 2nd. The Shaila, does April 1st count? Why doesn't April 1st count? Because I don't care if he plows in my field, he did me a favor. In fact, the Rashba, so why does April 2nd count? Why do I care if he plants in my field, he did me a favor? And why do I care if when he waters it, he also did me a favor? And when he fertilizes it, he also did me a favor. Why is the Gemara saying near loy havi chazaka? Ramban says near is not a chazaka, it starts from Zriya. Frakta Rashba, it shouldn't say near loy havi chazaka. It should say it's not a chazaka until you pick it and take it home. So we spoke out then the question why a person makes a macha. Is it because someone has hanoa? Or is it because someone is in my field? And so we spoke about that, right? So Rachinami. Alright, first, this is the Rashba's kasha. Let me finish. So the Rashba asks that he doesn't understand the Ramban's pshat. He's maskim, not like the Rashbam, because the Shikha don't like the Chachamim. He's not maskim to the Ramban either, because it doesn't make sense that if I do things normally, my year doesn't start till I eat Paris, which is all the way at the end of the year. So therefore, what?
The Zuri itself is not one shot he says, but if he's ruining my field or not.
If he's
ruining my field.
Well, if he
plans, making it better. Zuri is not making it better.
Sure. It's making it better if he doesn't take the Paris. It's making it better because now I have a planted field. I do have a planted field.
You have to pay for that itself.
If I'm going to use the Harisha, I should have to pay for that too. The Yod has a Hanah.
No.
Maybe once they're outside, I have to make a machar. Well, that's a good deal for me. I, the other,
yeah. It's a good deal, but it's not straight up.
It's much better. If I hire planters, I take the risk if nothing grows. If he plants it, so nothing grows, I'm in good shape. What? Before planting. I'm planting, I do make a machar. But it has to be plowing. Yeah, but that's not the pshat here, because the Gemara doesn't say it's because you don't know. The Gemara says it's because koshiv the kev and elba, that you do know, and who cares? So the Gemara says that you do know. Well, I can't have asked why. I should have that. So the Rashbalar is a third pshat. The Rashbalar pshat in this Gemara is near shana of the Zarashtayim. Near Loyavi Chazaka is talking in the case of near shana. The Zarashtai. But if the person comes and he plows and plants, then the Avadit starts from the beginning of the plowing. If the person comes into my field like a normal person, then the year of Chazaka starts from the plowing. So this is the third shot that Gemara is talking Dafka near Rishon of the Zarashtai. That the plowing was a whole year's worth of plowing. He didn't do anything else in that year. That's the Machlokes. Near a shun is not a problem, it's his. I plowed a whole year and then plant. Nothing. Near a shun. Zakta Rajba, in a normal case of a person who plants and who plows and plants, taka, why should you make a macha? If you just plowed and plant, why should I make a macha? So he says, Nachinami. Who says you make the macha right away? When we say 3 years, who says you make the machar right away? It means that from the total of what happened, you would make a machar. If a person plows, plants, waters, and then eats the peiris, so the whole year bothers me. So that's a year in which I shouldn't make a machar. It's a whole year. The year was also part of his eating. He didn't just eat it the day he ate the fruit. He was eating it all year. He was using my field to grow peiris. So Mimele, he says, the way the Ramban learns is not correct in the fruit anyway. Because if he plowed and planted and ate, so we don't expect the Machar to be till the end anyway. Who says the Machar has to be immediately? Buzz aren't immediately. Says like the Rashba. Not like the Ramban. Of course, the Ramban himself, we spoke at a dozen times, the Ramban learns that a person makes a macha immediately. A person doesn't make a macha immediately. That's the whole Ramban Shita. So Ramban learns that from the beginning there has to be a macha. The Rashba's kasha on the Ramban, but what about the planting? Why should you make a macha on planting? So it could be the answer is taka, like we said in the beginning of the year. Lamaisa, there are two reasons a person makes a macha. One is because he eating my peiris. And one is because it bothers me that you're using my field. So it could be that the Ramban learns, not like the Rashba, that if someone plows my field, I say, Kol Shiva Deh Karvan Ayelba. But once he starts putting seeds in it, it's clear to me he's using my field. You know, if someone comes into my field and he sits down, so maybe I won't make a macha. But if he comes into my field and he starts moving furniture in to sit down, then I'm going to get more upset. So the Ramban himself could be holds that you make a macha, taka like you said, beginning of the year, because the person is using my field. So our kopanim, these are three pshatim, the Rashbam, the Ramban, and the Rashba, on pshat in our Gemara, if near is a chazaka or not. And the Gemara mentions a few more names. Shalach Luhu, Shalach Lei B'nei Pum Naharu Lov Nachal Chisti Lam Deinu Rabbeinu Nir Hava Chazaka Lai Hava Chazaka Amalu Rav Achma Chol G'day Lei Adar Nir Hava Chazaka. They all said it is a Chazaka. Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak, big deal. Rav Usla Moshe Gavri, I asked you to count names. Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Bababa, Rav Shmuel Rekiva Beret Yisrael, I mean, Lai Hava Chazaka.
Now the Gemara is going to bring the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now, there's a nafkamina that the Mukhi Yosef here brings, and the Shulchan Aruch brings, in this Gemara. It's an interesting nafkamina, and it's hard in Svara, at least for me, it's hard to think it through. If someone, I have a lot, an empty lot, and someone comes and builds a house, 3 years he's building a house, a nice house, 3 years he's building a house in my lot, am I expected to make a mechah? What do you say? What do I say? Kol shiva b'shiva kafa da'ilba. Very nice of you. Why should I say anything? You're building me a house. What do you think? Someone's building, huh? Someone's building a house in your lot. Normal to make a mechah, not make a mechah, huh? What do you say? You know, the halacha is, you know, the other tough time, I'll pay him just his expenses. I have a house. Well, I got news for you. The Shulchan Aruch, it says that it's normal to not make a mechah, and you don't get a chazaka of Yibol Shana, building a house for 3 years. The Mukhi Yosef says that that's totally in this Gemara. Building a house for 3 years, so what do we learn from this? And you could tell me, once upon a time, the houses were just a bunch of mud piled up, but he's saying 3 years building a house, and it's a Sifin Shulchan Aruch. In Kufnir Malaf, I think it's Sifches, it says that building a house is, for 3 years, is not a chazaka. And on that, the Sma says that if you build a house for 2 years and 353 days, and the last day you live there, then the whole 3 years is a chazaka. And the whole 3 years is a chazaka. Just like if you plow and plant and water and fertilize, and at the end of the year you eat peiris, the whole year gets a din of achilas peiris. The same thing, if you build a house, and at the end of the building process, the end of the 3 years, you move in, so you get a chazaka because you moved in one day. That's what he says is a chazaka. And but if you don't move in, then there's no raya midlay micha, there's kind of raya. I don't know, times changed, people changed. Nowadays, I would say it's a good raya. Somebody doesn't make a macha, you move the house in my place. It's one thing plowing. I don't know, somehow there's a big difference in plowing and building a house. You know, building a house is for many years. Plowing is a one-time thing. So I don't know. The Mukhi Yosef says it here, and the Rashba says it in the Tshuva, and the Shulchan Aruch means it without a machlaikis. The building a house, it should change the way we think about the whole thing. Okay. The last piece of Gemara here is Rav and Shmuel. Let's just see so that tomorrow we'll know what's going on. We know that. Rav Mahi. Now we're going to bring Rav and Shmuel. We're going to have here a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. In Pshan in the Chacham. Okay? Rav says, Zudiver Bishlover Bekiva Bachamayim Chaskoskim Shomi Yemliyim Lemutimai Lav Lemutimir Deloy. And Shmuel Mahi Damaridam Shmuel is the Rishover Bekiva Bachamayim Rachi Yigda Shalish Kadira. He used to give up tears, he used to give up seekers, my ben. Also, he holds Lafukamir. Now, the question is, my benai. So there are two Pshatim in the Rashbam, there's three Pshatim in the Rashbam, the three are really two. When you learn it, just bear in mind, according to the Rashbam's first pshat, the machlokes here is if you need shalosh shonim or shalosh achilas. When I say shalosh achilas, I mean achilas or shalosh shonim. That's the machlokes here. I think you all know that a farmer doesn't work 354 days a year. A farmer, one of the advantages of being a farmer is you work the planting season, and then you're off most of the year, and you work the harvesting season, you're off most of the year. Gemara says that the Talmidim in Yeshiva used to, that was their business. That way it could be in Yeshiva.
So Gemara says, why is Bein Hazman and Nissan and Tishrei? My sale says, Rava told us, Talmidim, I don't want to see you, not Nissan and not Tishrei, because they went on Tishrei to plant and on Nissan to harvest, and right, they're able to learn the rest of the year. So if that's the case, you realize 3 years by a normal field is not 354 days. If the planting season starts, the plowing season, like I told you, I have no clue when it starts. But let's say it starts Pesach time, like the Gemara seems to say, Nissan time, so there's Chedesh Nissan, you plow. And let's say right after Sukkot, you harvest. Sukkot, before Sukkot, Sukkot time, you harvest. You're not doing things most of the winter, it seems. Maybe there are things you do in the field, but most of the winter, there's certainly days that's normal to be open. So when you have 3 years, there should normally be a gap of not being three full years, Miyam Liyam. So the Rashbam, at least in one shot, holds that's the Machlaikis, and I'll surprise you, we look at Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber and Ramah argue La Halacha. Even though everyone who learns Cheskas Abatim knows that Miyam Liyam, you need 3 times 354 days, and we even clarified, remember, in the Ibiyar, is it 13 months or is it 12 months? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't need. In a house, Kol Shai Seper is Tadir. In a house, a Beis HaMerchitz, you need 354 times 3. Or Ibiyah, maybe, yeah. But a normal field, we're going to pass in. The Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber passed in. The Ramah argues, Mechaber passed in. That's enough. 3 Achilas. So this is going to be our work for tomorrow. Maybe it's Hashem. I would love, if possible, to even start the... already Wednesday, the week's almost over. My goal was by by 5 weeks from now to get to Membeis. So put in the time. I'm not asking you to skip. I'm asking you to get ahead. Tomorrow start the next Gemara of Shloshim Yilanos. Okay, please start it.